Closing remarks. Before I finish, there are a few things I want to say about various aspects of learning to play a musical instrument, and just music in general. There are two components to playing an instrument. One is physical, and the other is conceptual. In this course, I've concentrated on the physical side, that is, physical mastery of the instrument, how to get proper sounds, how to make it say what you want, how to sculpt and attack and shape your notes properly. I've tried to give you the tools and materials so that you can build any musical structure you want, but the exact way you put them together moves into the conceptual area, and in many ways that is the more difficult mountain to climb. You cannot create music without a context or a frame of reference, and the only way to get that is from constant and wide-ranging listening. If you want to be a great blues harmonica player, begin by listening to great blues harmonica players. You can round up the usual suspects, Little Walter, both Sonny Boy Williamsons, Howlin' Wolf, Jimmy Reed, Big Walter Horton, Junior Parker, Slim Harpo, James Cotton, and Junior Wells. Listen to older stylists like Will Shade, Noah Lewis, D. Ford Bailey, and Sonny Terry, and modern masters like Kim Wilson. Know their classic recordings, but listen to all kinds of blues. Familiarize yourself with Robert Johnson, Lightnin' Hopkins, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Rogers, Elmore James, T-Bone Walker, Guitar Slim, Lowell Fulson, B.B. King, Magic Sam, Bobby Bland, Freddie King, and Albert King. Listen to other blues-related bands and instrumentalists, the great boogie-woogie pianists, Pete Johnson, Albert Ammons, Mead Lux Lewis, and great blues piano players like Big Maceo, Memphis Slim, and Otis Spann. Saxophonists like Earl Bostic, Joe Houston, Red Prysock, Gene Ammons, Willis Jackson, Illinois Jacquet, Louis Jordan, and Cleanhead Vincent. Listen to Count Basie. Listen to Ray Charles. Listen to Louis Armstrong. Listen to great music, and it will come out in your playing. And when I say listen, I mean it in the truest and deepest sense. To most people, listening is a passive experience. It isn't. True listening is an active experience that requires focus and concentration and engages your intelligence. Close your eyes, open your ears, and listen as deeply as you can. Listen to the total sound, but listen as well to each instrument. See how their parts complement and dovetail one another. And most importantly, hear the sound of one note. Is it a rich and meaty note, deep and dense at its core? Or is it thin or hollow sounding at the center? Is the edge around the note soft and fuzzy, or is it crisp and clean? The note is a living, palpable thing. The sound of one beautiful note, placed in the right setting, can stir emotions in people in ways they don't even understand. That's the power and mystery of music. Remember, your ear is your best friend. There are no throwaway notes. Every note you play has to receive the proper attention so that it fulfills its role, however slight. Some notes are lead actors, others are bit players or extras, but they all have their function in developing the story you're trying to tell. Each one has to be addressed correctly. Now let me say something about how and what to practice. In case you haven't noticed, I haven't shown you a bunch of licks in this course. That is, sequences of notes to play. There are thousands of great licks that have been played, and you can learn these off of records. And you should. When you're trying to learn a riff or a solo off of a record, listen to it until you can sing the part you're trying to play. Then, finding the right notes will be much quicker. Then address the tone, phrasing, and nuances and try to get as close as possible to the original. If you have a passage that seems difficult, isolate and compartmentalize that section that's giving you trouble. Then do it over and over until you can do it smoothly. There are lots of people who listen to a lick or a riff or solo and think that if they replicate the correct sequence of notes at the correct time intervals, then they've got it. The truth is that ordering the correct notes in the proper time sequence is where you start, not where you finish. Once you have the right notes at the right time, then you have to go about making it musical, making the phrasing fully realized so that it conveys the feeling it's supposed to. Which notes are emphasized? Is the note played light and pretty or heavy and deep? Is it punched or played legato? Does it swell or diminish? Is it played with vibrato? Make your ear a microscope. Learn the classics and learn them as exactly as you can. The ear training and technical mastery that you will gain by the discipline involved in learning to play them correctly is invaluable. At the same time, you'll be learning all kinds of licks and ways to move around the harmonica and move within the chords. As you internalize them, you will be able to use elements of them to play new and different things. New combinations will begin to emerge spontaneously as you gain confidence. As your mastery and confidence grow, your own stamp and style will begin to emerge. It's a long process, but it begins with knowing the classics and tradition. I've heard people say that they don't want to learn Little Walter, Sonny Boy, or anybody else because they want to have their own style. And some of them did have their own style, but it wasn't anything I would listen to without a gun to my head. The process of learning a music with the rich tradition of the blues is a process of going backwards so that eventually you can go forward. Eventually, your own personality will emerge as you stop playing by rote or memorization and you begin to trust yourself enough to relax and let the music come through you. Eric Clapton calls it an act of faith, and it is. You have to trust enough to let go of your conscious mind and hope to become a conduit for the music to flow through. When it happens, the music will come through you with an inner logic of its own, with an almost architectural balance of tension and release that you couldn't consciously construct. At this point, you are truly breathing music, and the harmonica will seem to play itself. There's no high in the world like it, and one day I hope you get there.